Good morning, Teach Better family. My name is Katie Miglin. I'm with Joshua Stamper, and we are joining you for Teach Better today, where we go live every single morning on all of your favorite streaming platforms. I'm super excited to be back with Josh. Another great show coming up. So go ahead and refill your coffee, and we'll be back in about 30 seconds. Good morning, Teach Better family. Welcome to Teach Better today. My name is Katie Miglin, and I am with Joshua _Stamper. And we're here to kick off your day or to join you on whatever you're doing. If you're joining us from the podcast, thank you for those of you who listen to us later on. Josh, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning, Katie. I'm fantastic because I love recording with you.
I do too. I enjoy our time together. Again, I think this was my issue last time, is I didn't accurately fill my coffee to get us through. So I apologize now if I start losing words halfway through because didn't refill before we started this fun stuff.
Yes, but it's probably a magical cup of coffee because your daughter stepped up and made it for you.
This is true. I have a phenomenal barista that lives in my house. She's 8 and... Okay, I joke that she's a barista, but like literally she wants to know how to make fancy coffees. I don't even drink fancy coffees. I'm like, just make me a pot of black coffee. It's fine. But she, one of the things I can get her to like get going in the morning is if I'm like, hey, mom could use coffee. So this morning we were all driving the struggle bus. And so she was like, I'm going to go make you a pot of coffee. And I think I've decided it's my love language. Someone who makes me coffee in the morning is officially my love language.
So, yes. I totally agree. I couldn't agree more. And I don't have an 8-year-old in my house to do that. So I'm the one that, you know, does the coffee in the morning for myself and my wife.
Well, yeah, you really should pawn that off. I will say shout out to my daughter because we don't have like a K-cup machine. So it's not just like putting a pot in. She has to like know how to measure the grounds. And sometimes I just do like a cup and sometimes we do a pot. And she's been dabbling in like lattes because we have like a frother with it. So she's been learning about like espresso and stuff. So it's very fascinating to watch it because she can't taste any of it. So I'm like, yeah, sure. Make me a latte at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll taste it for you.
It smells brilliant though. So maybe she'll have like little designs, like little hearts and things, you know,
carved out. She asked if I could teach her how to do that. And I was like, I don't know how to do any of those things, but we can take you to a coffee shop. So yeah. So hopefully everyone gets some sort of caffeine. I don't understand the people who are like, I start my day with water. I don't get you, but welcome. We're glad to have you here. Josh, are you drinking your cup of coffee this morning?
Oh, as always, I have a very large cup and, you know, did my pour over this morning to brew it. But yeah, I just trying to wake up and get ready for the day and get all the kids out to school. So I think I was successful. It was, as you know, a pure chaos. It's kind of like the start of the movie Home Alone, where there's just a million kids running around the house, frantically looking for their things, trying to get ready. And so I got them out and I have a quiet house right now.
You didn't leave a kid up in the attic on accident, right?
Who knows? No
one. Right. I mean, they haven't come down yet, so we're good.
We have a buddy system. It works. You know, everyone kind of assists in trying to get everyone prepared to get out the door.
I love it. I love that. I will say this is like the time of year. I know we've kind of been saying this all month, but like we're like at the end of February-ish, but we're not close enough to spring break where that feels like it's quite on the horizon.
Yeah.
We're kind of in that like lull of the winter where it's like we just had a couple days off of school, but I know a lot of schools didn't, you know, like we had, was it President's Day not that long ago? Like, I feel like there's a couple things, but it does feel like that, like, it's not quite sunny out every day. The weather is not great. No. So the mornings are sometimes a challenge because you're like, I'm just kind of sick of this. If you live in like a warm state, props to you. Still jealous in case you're wondering. But, I mean, wouldn't you kind of agree? Like we're in that kind of like the spot of the winter.
For sure. And don't know about you, but like our weather is just all over the place. Like I saw a meme the other day about Colorado's weather is like a lottery system. Like it's just like the balls are dropping, whatever number pops out is what degree it's going to be.
Yep.
It's so true. I mean, one day we're getting 8 inches of snow and the next day it's 60 degrees, you know, it's just
100% insane.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's all over the place. So, you know, you got that with the weather of not knowing how to prepare, and especially the kids, the younger ones, like, just take a jacket. I don't know. Sure. I don't know if it's going to be 60, just take it, you know? And yeah. So it's hard to prepare, but then it's also the kids are feeling like, you know, it's been 5 weeks, 6 weeks before the last, you know, they're looking at the calendar, especially my two high schoolers, they're looking at the calendar going, when do I get a break there? Mm-hmm. And then as I was sharing with you, like they've also been traveling to run because they run track and field right now. So even there are times where they're supposed to have times off on the weekends.
Isn't. Yeah.
Yeah. They're traveling and taking their time to do that. So it's like added stress. So I just feel like everyone just needs to step away and kind of recharge because it's starting, that battery is getting a little bit lower and lower in our household.
Yeah. I think I do this every year, but I start to like look on like Airbnb, like the website. I'm like, what is open for vacation homes this summer? Cause it's like, I just need something to look forward to, but totally agree with the weather. I mean, we literally had, it's probably a couple weeks ago. We had like super cold. Then we had like mild, like normal winter. And then it was like 55, 60, 65. And then it like went to 40, which is like kind of teasing you a little. And then it went back to winter. And our kids are like outside playing with shorts and a t-shirt. I'm like, no, it's not 60 anymore. That was like a fluke day. Put a coat on. And they come in, their hands are all like frozen. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God. So at this point, I've decided, I tell my husband every morning, I'm like, I'm not fighting the coat battle. Whatever they walk out of, good luck. Hopefully you make it through outdoor recess. I don't know. I can't keep fighting with you.
I had a kid go out in a t-shirt and shorts and that was not the attire that should have been worn outside, but
but you know what, when they're cold, they'll figure it out.
Yep. It didn't take them very long to come back in to grab the appropriate attire.
Exactly. I want to know this though, because my husband and I do like differ in this opinion. He very much wants the kids, like he will tell them what they need to wear, you know, like put a coat on, put clothes on, put a hat. And I'm like, I don't care. I'll lay it all out. If they grab it, great. If not, well. But I do want to know in the chat, are you team live and learn, or are you team, I will fight this battle, this is a hill I'm going to die on? Because I'm really interested, because that surely there's like other divided households, right?
I've evolved over time. I used to be very much like your husband. And now, and maybe it's just because we keep adding kids to our house and it's just, it's not a high priority anymore. But like my kids used to look like Punky Brewster going out the house, and they used to drive me crazy because it was just like mismatches and all kinds of colors. The pants or the shirt was backwards, you know, and I would always fix it. And Leslie's very opposite. She's just like, just let them be. Now I'm very much in that camp. I just don't have the time to care. So you got clothes on. Congratulations. That's a win. And that's all we need to really worry about. So I will say I have evolved.
Yeah, I've gotten a little better. I'm not quite to your status, but I have half the amount of children you do. So that could be part of it. But it depends on where we're going. If they're just going outside to play, I'm like,
that's true.
I don't really care that much. But if we're going to like go to church or we're going to like a birthday party or something, my like thing I say in the house is like, can you just not look homeless? Like do your hair, brush your teeth, wash your face. And like, not, I can't have more than one pattern. You cannot be wearing more than one pattern. Our middle child, she likes to do all the mix and matches, and I can't do that yet. So we'll see though. By the time Hazel, our baby, is older, maybe I'll have completely stopped caring. We'll see. I don't know.
I have a feeling that may occur just from personal experience. When you start playing zone defense with parents, you can only do so much.
It's so true. So true. All right, friends, we're going to get into our team talk. We've got a good topic to discuss today. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Teach Better Today, where we go live every single morning on all of your streaming platforms. And you can check us out later, either on Facebook or YouTube, or you can listen to our podcast and take us along for your drive, working out, or, you know, wherever you see fit. But we are today discussing an important topic we feel like is essential, especially this time of year when teachers start to feel a little burned out, a little tired. Parents maybe are getting a little tired and burned out, and maybe you're a teacher and the parent, and you're really just tired and sick of the winter. So Josh, we have a listener question today, and I am pretty excited to hear your thoughts on this because I feel like we have very differing like perspectives in the world of education. Mm-hmm. But here's the question. What are your top two strategies for leaving school/work at a reasonable time and not having to do the work at home?
Mm. Yeah, and it's very important.
It is very important. And here's the thing. I do think this, we've discussed this type of topic before. I know we've like gone down this rabbit hole of like, you know, what time, like how to set boundaries and what time should you leave and all of that. Mm-hmm. But what I think this question is interesting is it's not asking like, is it okay or is it not? It's saying like, no, this is what I want to do. What are mm-hmm. two things I can do to make that happen? Which is very different than just kind of discussing, should you set boundaries? So mm-hmm. we kind of serve different roles in when we were in schools, you more in that leadership admin role. I know you were mm-hmm. a teacher, but like your most yeah. recent was administration. Mine was in the classroom. So I would love to hear like, okay, from an admin perspective, a leader perspective, what are some things that you did so that you could leave at a reasonable time and not have to feel like you did stuff at home?
Yeah, I think this is important just for mental health and just, you know, being a husband and a father. Like I was feeling like I was not giving my best self because I was spending so much time on the campus. And any leader, any administrator that's listening or watching knows that our time can be sucked up and you can spend just an insane amount of hours on the campus and never feel like you've actually done what you need to get done. So I actually heard someone speak, and I can't remember who it was, but they had talked about kind of doing like a time audit as an administrator. And so my principal myself heard this and decided to do it ourselves. And so what we did was we tracked what we were using our time for throughout the day. And we did that for a full week, which was taxing. It wasn't easy to do. And there were some holes in it. But however, what we determined was there was just a lot of wasted time in our mm-hmm. day. And so then it was like, okay, based on what we've taken notes on and what was the outcome, like what can we do to like shave off to find ways to get things done so that we mm-hmm. weren't spending so much time after school. And so, yeah, we were just very intentional about like really making boundaries for that. So for myself, and I think I've talked about it before, is just the idea that I could never get work done after school because mm-hmm. there were student issues, there were parents walking in, there were teachers that wanted to come down and talk about things that happened during the day that were important to them. So I couldn't really use that portion of my time to say, oh, I'm going to get X, Y, and Z done every single day. So mm-hmm. if that's the case, and that was very evident in the audit, then when am I getting my work done so that I don't have to take it home? And so mm-hmm. for me, it was, nobody comes in early and nobody, you know, is going to distract me or come in and during this set portion of time in the morning. So, mm-hmm. you know, for myself, it was easier to come in just maybe 15, 20 minutes earlier on the front end of my day mm-hmm. to power through and get things done that I knew needed to occur. It was documentation, whatnot, then trying to then set aside at the back end of my day when I knew it could very well be pure chaos. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was one strategy for me that really was effective was mm-hmm. just making sure that I kind of cut the fat, right? So what were some times that I was just in the teacher lounge, just, you know, shooting the breeze with someone versus actually getting into my office and being able to get some of the tasks done that mm-hmm. I knew exactly had to happen. So just being very, very much into my calendar blocking, trying to figure out like when are times that I can get in to do the things that I need to. So it's not required to put it in my backpack to take it home and then potentially take away from my family. What about you, Katie? I know you had said we have obviously different roles. So like for you as a right. teacher, what was at least something that you put a boundary on?
I would agree. The calendar blocking was really important. I really struggled with setting boundaries as far as leaving work at school, simply because I knew sometimes my headspace would be better late at night. I like to do stuff right after the kids would go to bed. I would give myself like an hour, and I felt like I could be more creative during that time. Mm-hmm. So I was really intentional about like, what are things I know I can do here at school that I need a printer for, I need, you know, to make copies, like things that have to be done here. And then things that I like could or could not get to that night would be fine. You know, it'd be okay if I didn't get to it later, if I didn't feel like it, but maybe relied a little bit more on my creative side, I would do at home after my kids would go to bed. But so I would definitely do the calendar blocking. But for me, a big shift, I felt like, especially after, I wouldn't say after COVID, but even like right before COVID, my big shift was prioritizing. Mm-hmm. Everything felt so important in the classroom. Yeah. It was like, I gave a test yesterday. The kids need that back and they need it graded, you know, by tomorrow. I have this email that I need to get back to right this second because this parent has a question. And I had to kind of shift my mindset to think, okay, I can get an email. My goal was like every email had to be responded to within 24 hours. So if it was like something super pressing, sure, that can get my attention. But otherwise, I had 24 hours to get back to it. As far as like grading stuff, if I felt like it was something that was going to impact my next step in teaching, then yes, it became a higher priority. But if it wasn't going to impact my next step, you know, whether for whatever reason, I was okay putting a pause on that. And then I tried to always just stay planned far enough out that if any given day I was not like in the right space to work, which sounds really like a really ridiculous sentence, but like some days I was like, I don't feel like being like focused. I just want to like talk to my colleagues. I just want to brainstorm. I want to do the fun stuff of my job. Then it was okay. And I didn't feel like, well, I'm not planning for tomorrow, so I have to force myself to sit down at my desk and get this done. So I felt like that was a big thing, was just kind of thinking through all the pieces of things that needed to get done and like what needs to be the top of my list and what can maybe sit towards the bottom. And then just reevaluating that list often, because there were so many days that, you know, like you said, something would come up, or, you know, something like something would happen in the school, or something would happen mm-hmm. to another teacher or student, and you'd lose an entire plan time sitting in guidance working through something with a student. And it's like, I didn't like how that would negatively impact me. I didn't like yep. how I would then be so like, well, great, I just lost my plan time and now I need to figure out how I'm going to get this done. Like, I wanted to be freed up of that extra stress. So I really just kind of tried to like focus on what are the needs and what are the, like, they have to, you know, they'll get done eventually. So I don't know. I don't know that it necessarily worked all the time. There was a lot of people who were like, Katie, you spend so much time talking in the hallway. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But like, that's a big part of like me enjoying my job is being able to socialize, you know, and I wanted to be friends with my colleagues. So I do think you have to kind of be in the mindset of that too. Like, some people want to work through their lunch. They want to work all during all their plans, be very focused so they can leave. And I didn't want my job to feel just like a job. So I wanted to enjoy going there every day. So I always like tried to build in some social time so that I could look forward to those moments as well. So
yeah, human connection is important to be. Right. Without that, I mean, that's not fun. And so I think it's something that you can build in.
Some people don't want that because, you know, as you know, like the world of education, sometimes we're overstimulated. We have 100 questions a day and, you know, constant student interaction. So I totally respect the people that sometimes just want to like be focused so that they can go home and kind of like tune the world out. Totally can respect that. That personally was not my jam. So, but I will say, I feel like the calendar blocking, no matter what your personality is and no matter what you lean on, I think that is probably the best tip. So whoever contributed this question, if there's other things, if you're like, I'm already doing calendar blocking or I'm already like prioritizing, reach out, because, you know, obviously we don't have all the answers, but we can totally help problem solve on how you can set those boundaries so that work stays at work and that you can kind of be freed up for your personal life. Cause that is it's kind of hard to do.
For sure. And if anyone's watching or, you know, on your platform, whatever you're on, you know, definitely throw it in the comment section. If there's something that you're doing, that you have a strategy that, you know, allows you to get work done at work and not bring it home. Yeah. We would love to learn from you. So drop that in the chat.
Absolutely. Well, Josh, it's always a pleasure to be able to talk shop with you and kind of brainstorm. I love that, like, we can kind of give different perspectives and different ideas. But Thank you so much for joining us, whether it was on our podcast first thing in the morning or you're tuning in some other time throughout your day. We love hearing from you. So continue to throw those listener questions to anyone on the team. We are happy to address them during this show. And yeah, Josh, we'll see you next time.
Okay, sounds good.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible